This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. True story. I walked into the office one Monday in July 2015, and I said to my boss, I'm just sick and tired of covering the Greek debt crisis from here. Let's just go. And a week later, we did, because 10 years ago, the Greek economy was challenged, to be kind. It was the biggest economic story in the world. There were real worries that its debt crisis was going to lead to the breakup of the European Union. Turns out, the Greek economy today is in a very different, much improved place. Liz Alderman is the chief European business correspondent for the New York Times, who's been in and out of Greece this summer. Liz, it's good to have you on.
Thank you so much for having me.
You know, a decade ago, less actually, basically all the economic news coming out of Greece, which then infected the rest of Europe, was bad. My question is, what happened?
Well, it's certainly been quite a turnaround. As you point out, you know, a decade ago, Europe was going through a terrible financial crisis. Greece was really the worst hit. And of all the countries, it took the most bitter austerity medicine that international creditors required. You know, the country was actually doing worse in relative terms than the United States did during the Great Depression. Hmm. The austerity really hurt the Greek people a lot. But eventually, in the last several years, there's been sort of an acceleration of an economic turnaround. We're basically at a point now where Greece is essentially booming.
What does it feel like? I mean, when I was there in 2015, you know, there were ATM lines because people weren't trusting the banks with their cash. It was very, very grim. What's the mood, I guess, is the question.
The mood is definitely much brighter today than it was back then. I was just in Greece once again last week, and people have jobs. There are millions of tourists who have visited. You've got big companies from, you know, Microsoft to Pfizer, who in the last several years have basically witnessed this turnaround and have felt confident that they can put their money in Greece once again. And you also have major international ratings agencies that are basically starting to rate Greece once again as an investment trustworthy country. Things are markedly different today than they were even back in 2015 when you were there.
How do you put on your European business correspondent hat now and tell me how the Germans and the Northern Europeans feel about Greece now, or now that it's, you know, seemingly humming right along, they're not thinking about it much.
That's right. They're not thinking about it much. And one thing that's helped that greatly is the fact that, you know, back when people thought Greece was going to leave the Eurozone and break up the Eurozone, everybody was worried about Grexit. Grexit didn't happen. Mm-hmm. Instead, what happened was Brexit. Essentially, Europe started to trust Greece once again. And most recently, we've had the election of a conservative, business-friendly prime minister, Kyriakos Mitsotakis, who, unlike the previous leader, Alexis Tsipras, he wears a tie. He's, you know, Ivy League educated.
Tsipras famously did not wear a tie. We should tell people who didn't follow closely. He famously did not wear a tie.
That's exactly right. That was in some ways a symbolic protest against the fact that Europe was, you know, squeezing Greece so hard. Right. How do the rest of the Europeans see Greece today? They're essentially happy that Greece is no longer a problem. And, you know, the cherry on the cake is that Greece has actually been paying some of the bailout money back early. That's how much it's improved.
That's so interesting. So look, crystal ball this for me. Do you think the growth lasts? I mean, barring something exogenous, right? Does it last?
I mean, I think that's, you know, the biggest question in all of this. And, you know, people in Greece are being cautious, as they are everywhere in Europe. I mean, we've got sort of a war in our backyard. Russia's invasion of Ukraine continues. That's been wreaking havoc with prices, you know, in the supermarket. I mean, that being said, you know, huge numbers of people have been visiting Greece, tourists. That's helped to drive a boom in everything from construction to services. And then you also have companies, like I said, you know, Microsoft, Meta, and others, like actually pumping quite a large amount of investments into, you know, IT and sort of new economy, you know, areas of the economy. So people are hopeful that will help continue the upcycle.
Liz Alderman, European business correspondent for the New York Times. We got her today in Paris. Liz, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciated being on your show.